look in others' eyes when there's something on their mind. I think I saw that look in lovers' eyes. They were looking in mine. Like we both found the one we want. We found the one we wanted. Just quit trying. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things the heart could tell the mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll leave my heart this time. I ought to know the language well. I've heard me tell myself these things before. I finally made my mind up. My heart tells me to look for something more. Determined not to wind up wondering, was she the one? Well, you never can be sure. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. Won't believe the things the heart can tell the mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll believe my heart this time.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Closing arguments began today in the New York civil fraud trial involving the Trump family business. Former President Trump is there, his attorneys claiming the case is manufactured, alleging Trump and executives inflated property values to obtain more favorable loans. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Chris Kyes, former President Trump's defense attorney, is making, I think, kind of a greatest hits list of what he's been saying over the last 11 weeks, which is, in his view, there were no victims of any fraud, no fraud to begin with. Nobody lost money.
After 24 seasons with the New England Patriots and six Super Bowl wins, head coach Bill Belichick announcing he's leaving the franchise.
Robert and I, after a series of discussions, have agreed to part ways.
No word if Belichick will be tapped for another NFL team. More volatile storms in the forecast for the Northeast, already trying to recover from wind and flood damage from recent storms. This is ABC News. San Antonio police have made a third arrest in connection with the shooting deaths of a pregnant 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her boyfriend last month.
Investigators believe that Savannah Soto and Matthew Guerra were murdered during a drug deal engineered by Christopher Preciado and covered up with the help of his father, Ramon. Now Preciado's stepmother, Mirta Romanos, has been arrested, said San Antonio Police Lieutenant Michelle Ramos.
We were able to develop information from surveillance video that shows Ms. Romanos involved the night of the murder.
Romanos has been charged with felony tampering with evidence, abuse, and concealing a corpse. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Starbucks facing a lawsuit over allegations of deceptive advertising. A consumer advocacy group says the company's claim that its coffee is ethically sourced is false and misleading. That lawsuit cites media reports of abuses and harsh working conditions at some of the farms that supply Starbucks with coffee and tea. Starbucks says it will aggressively defend against the allegations. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today, highs mid-20s, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, light, lows near 16. Tomorrow, winter storm watch in effect, snow and blowing snow. 4 inches possible, we'll have highs in the mid-20s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The number two man at the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is seeking the top job. Ted Allen has more.
Kent Lovern has been the county's chief deputy district attorney since 2008. Lovern said Wednesday he's running to succeed current District Attorney John Chisholm, who announced Friday he wasn't running for re-election. The partisan primary for the office will be held August 13th, with the general election happening on November 5th.
We could be seeing another few inches of snow across southern and southeast Wisconsin on Friday. The National Weather Service is also predicting gusts up to 45 miles per hour, which could create whiteout conditions for parts of the state. And a Western Wisconsin police chief faces OWI charges after wrecking a city car last week. The state patrol is investigating the crash of Elva Police Chief Patrick McKillop. Trempealeau County prosecutors filed OWI charges against the chief on Monday. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% now through Wednesday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings coupon is for all Fleet Rewards members, in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional discount. Forget stamps or waiting for rebates. Enjoy 10% savings now through the 17th. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight, It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Annabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, and SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident on Foster Road in Stockholm on Tuesday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, when deputies arrived, they found that the vehicle on its side and the driver, 78-year-old Michael Schmidt of Pepin, was outside of the truck uninjured. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating that accident. Forecasters say the WRDN listing area could see 5 or more inches of snow starting tomorrow. The National Weather Service has posted winter storm watches for the entire area from tomorrow through Saturday. In addition to the snow, the Weather Service is predicting winds of up to 35 miles an hour and wind chills as cold as 25 below. Forecasters say the worst of the storm could start during the drive to school or work. Authorities in Trempealeau and La Crosse are asking for the public's help in finding a missing Trempealeau man. According to the La Crosse Police Department, Octavio Morales was last seen in downtown La Crosse on December 22nd. Trempealeau police are asking anyone who might know Morales' whereabouts or who have been in contact with him to contact the police. Chippewa Falls Schools will ask voters for an extra $7 million over the next 3 years to pay teachers more. The city school board last night approved a 3-year operating referendum for the April ballot. Voters will now decide if they want to pay $2.5 million more in taxes each year for the next 3 years. Superintendent Jeffrey Holmes says Chippewa Falls Schools need the money to cover for a drop in enrollment, a bump in teachers' salaries, and an increase in the number of special education students. Holmes says that the tax hike would add about $10 a year to the average homeowner's tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to cut down on the amount of salt you use on your driveway and sidewalks. The message is part of the state's Salt Wise initiative. DNR stormwater manager Shannon Hayden says just a teaspoon's worth of salt is enough to make 5 gallons of water toxic to freshwater organisms, and once salt gets into the water supply, it's there forever. Officials say just a 12-ounce mug's worth of salt should be enough to loosen up the ice on a 20-foot driveway. Consider clearing your driveway before it freezes down so you don't have to use salt, and switch to sand when it gets below 15 degrees. You're listening to WRDN News.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Durand City Council will have a new member after this April's election. Leanna Kavanaugh was the only person to file paperwork to replace outgoing council member Don Hayden. Meanwhile, incumbents Nick Weisenbeck and Travis Hooker will both run unopposed for their seats on the council. And current Mayor Patrick Milliron will also run unopposed.
A Western Wisconsin police chief is facing an OWI charge after wrecking a city car last week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is handling the investigation into Oliva Police Chief Patrick McKillop. Trempealeau County prosecutors filed OWI charges against the chief Monday. The charges stem from a crash last Thursday just outside of the police department. The reports confirm that the chief was driving a city-issued Ford. There's also no information about who or what he hit, whether anyone else was hurt, and whether Oliva has placed the chief on any kind of leave. He's due back in court in April to answer to the OWI charge. Western Wisconsin's congressman wants to rename the Toma VA Hospital. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced legislation on Capitol Hill to rename the VA after Jason Simkoski. Simkoski is the Marine veteran who overdosed on opioids back in 2014 while being treated at the VA. His death led to an investigation of the Toma facility. Van Orden said Simkoski's sacrifice has done more to change the Veterans Administration for the better than really just about anybody. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing a similar plan in the Senate. An Eota man has pled guilty to installing cameras in a minor girl's bedroom and bathroom in May of 2022. Justin White of Eota pleaded guilty to a gross misdemeanor of interfering with privacy at home with a device in Olmsted County Court on Tuesday. As part of the plea deal, a felony charge of interfering with privacy against a minor under 18 was dropped. White was fined $900 and sentenced to 3 years probation. He can also not have contact with the victims. Wisconsin's Human Trafficking Task Force wants more education and more time. The Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking delivered its report yesterday. Task Force members spent 4 months hearing from experts, police and prosecutors, and advocates about what can be done to prevent people from being forced into prostitution. They're suggesting several new state laws. Many of them would require new education and training efforts for everyone from school kids to barbers to bouncers and hotel workers. The task force also wants a new council that will have 4 more years to recommend even more possible laws to Wisconsin lawmakers. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Coming soon, mints that taste like Miller Lite. The beer brand plans to start selling beer mints Friday that are hailed as having the freshness of a mint, but the great taste of Miller Lite. The alcohol-free mints are being marketed for those taking part in Dry January, where people abstain from or at least cut back on alcohol for the month. The mints are $5 for a tin of 40 and are available at MillerLiteBeerMints.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Some freezing drizzle will roll in overnight, with snow ramping up tomorrow morning. 2 to 5 inches will fall throughout the day, with winds whipping near 40 miles per hour. Friday night, as snow continues, it turns fluffier, but still puts down another 1 to 3 inches. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Yeah, those 4 rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Another day of work for the Packers today as they continue to prepare for Sunday's wildcard playoff game against the Cowboys in Dallas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Patriots expected to part ways with coach Bill Belichick after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles. According to ESPN.com, Belichick had 1 year remaining on his contract and will be allowed to leave the team without the Patriots seeking compensation. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban announced his retirement after 17 seasons in Tuscaloosa. Saban's teams have won 3 national championships during the Bowl Championship Series era and 3 more after the start of the college football playoff. 15th-ranked basketball Badgers improved to 4-0 atop the Big Ten, knocking off Ohio State 71-60. 11th-ranked Marquette dropped its second straight in the Big East, falling at home to Butler 69-62. Bucks back in action tonight. They've lost 4 of their last 5 and host Eastern Conference leading Boston at Fiserv Forum tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Larson is set to take on Tulsa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer. Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th. And get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access, plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
The annual Chili Bowl Nationals gained an additional entry this week as former NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson announced that he will participate in the event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Larson will reunite with his former midget car owners Keith Coons and Pete Willoughby and will have sponsorship from D.H. Horton, Flow Racing, and HendrickCars.com. The deal came together when Larson called Coons on Tuesday to congratulate him on his team's win in Monday night's Race of Champions in Tulsa and to see if he had an extra car. Larson's qualifying night is tonight as he attempts to transfer into Saturday night's A-Main. Larson is a 2-time Chili Bowl winner. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Stable flies are painful for cattle and controlling them starts in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reduce the amount of manure and hay mixing on the ground and you'll reduce stable flies as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is a painful nuisance to pastured cattle. Unfortunately, there is nothing that can be done in pastures to reduce stable fly numbers except control the sites where they develop as maggots. And the time to do that is now, before the insects have the chance to breed. Lou Deck Zurich is a professor of veterinary entomology at Kansas State University. He says cattle feed around large round bales that stay in the same spot and end up defecating in the same area too. The wasted hay then mixes with the manure, becoming the perfect breeding ground for stable flies in the spring. He says the easiest solution is to move the feeder every time you put a new bale in it.
Just pushing that feeder with a tractor or some equipment just a few feet away from the old site should do the job, because then the cattle start defecating into new spots and the manure will not accumulate deep enough and it's going to dry up in the spring, and that's going to prevent the larva development of stable flies in the spring.
Another alternative is to put hay feeders on a slope so the area can drain and dry out. If you can't move the feeders and don't have a slope, Zurich says you'll have to do what you can in the spring.
Try to spread out and rake that feeding site to spread that accumulated manure and hay into the thinner depth across a larger area. So again, it would dry up faster and it would not provide a habitat for stable fly larvae.
Zurich says while these blood-sucking insects don't transfer any pathogens or parasites to the animals, there is an indirect economic effect. The bites are painful, and the herd might bunch for protection or stand in water to avoid the flies. They spend less time grazing, which in turn reduces weight gain. Learn more about stable fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh, okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS, or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins, 25 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk down 31 to 1591. March down 30 to 1636. April down 26 to 1708. May milk down 12 to 1768. Meanwhile, cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 3 to 145. 40-pound blocks down 1 to 155. 8 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 250. 6.5, 12 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 119 and a quarter. No trades. Dry whey steady at 43 no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as buyer support redeveloped across the live and feeder cattle markets today. Following a pullback in stock market prices in several ag commodity markets, trade is remaining light, though, and could limit additional market direction throughout the day. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower today as export sales report in the hog markets is helping to provide some buyer support, but there's still a lot of profit-taking in the market. February live cattle up 50 cents to 171.25. April up 27 cents to 173.95. June up 32 cents to 171.42. January feeder cattle up 90 cents to 225.52. March up 52 cents to 226.65. April up 62 cents to 232.07. February hogs up 40 cents to 72.47. April up or down 5 cents now to 78.90. May steady at 84.70. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are moving mostly lower today. The trade's holding off of the lows as the midweek sideways action continues. Position squaring is picking up pre-WASD report. South American weather also remains mostly favorable for the crops. Soybeans, meanwhile, are higher. The trade's working to find some footing amid oversold conditions as we head towards the grain stocks and WASD report on Friday. Wheat futures are lower. The trade's moving sideways at the lower end of the trading range. With wheat-specific news limited, the Plains should maintain snow cover ahead of the deeper cold snap coming this weekend. World weather issues also look limited. March corn down 1.5 to 458. May down 2 to 469.5. July down 2.25 to 479. New crop down 2.75 to 489.25. January beans up 6.75 to 1235.5. March and May up 2.5. March at 1239. May 1250. New crop up 2.75 to 1208.25. January soybean meal up 390 to 365.20. January soybean oil steady at 47.86. Chicago wheat March and May both down 7.75. March at 603. May at 616. July down 8 to 823.75. Minneapolis wheat March down 7.5 to 7.25. May down 6.75 to 7.10.5. Energy markets are moving higher today. February crude oil up 77 cents to 72.14. March up 80 cents to 72.24. February gas up 4 cents to 2.10. March now up 4 cents as well to 2.13. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. 2023 was a roller coaster for the dairy industry. What about 2024? We'll talk about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
2023 was a roller coaster year for many in agriculture, especially those in the dairy industry, and with a new year brings new expectations. Zach Bowers with EverAg reflects on the up and down nature of 2023 for dairy producers.
2023 was a real roller coaster of highs and lows, right? Looking back on it, I never in a million years would have guessed we would have seen the $14 class three that we did in that June-July period, and then to follow it up with $19 just a couple months later, and then right back down at where we're at you're looking at, you know, 15, 30-ish Class 3 at the moment for January.
Dairy demand will play a big role in 2024 prices, but Bauer says the supply will dictate the direction of the markets, too.
Supply side continues to do its thing here. We're seeing cow numbers drop. We're seeing that milk production report continue to run lower, not only here, but actually globally as well. Europe trending lower at the same time as they're affected by, you know, poor margins and environmental regulations similar to us here in the U.S., but actually a little bit more extreme. Looking into 2024, supply side probably continues to stay tight, and eventually that will catch up to us, and I think will allow for better milk prices. The time being, though, the next 3 to 6 months, hard to get really excited about this market, right?
Bowers admits it's hard to get excited about 2024 prices when you look deeper into the cheese production side of the industry.
The last couple of years, all we've done is add more cheese production. These new billion-dollar cheese plants, to run efficiently, have to always run full. So even with milk production tightening, that usually just ends up shorting the Class 4 butter powder plants. That continues to hold the $19-plus dollar milk price in the 2024, and I think can probably continue to be the shining star for the next year or so as tight milk production causes lower production of those Class 4 products. However, the cheese plants are going to continue to make their fill, and that means we need to rely on the export market. We just don't have enough demand here domestically to consume all that.
The U.S. has not competed well price-wise on the world market, but entering 2024, that changed, and the U.S. has the most attractive price now for world buyers.
Right now, we're the cheapest in the world on the cheese front at a, you know, 145-ish spot price, whereas, you know, New Zealand's closer to 190. Europe's also in that 180 to 190 price as well, too. So we should be the first stop for exports. The question is, if and when that happens, right? I mean, we continue to see Chinese economy downturn, continue to see their participation on the New Zealand GDT auction. You know, this last auction this Tuesday was actually their participation was down 53% year over year. Eventually, they will have to come step back into the market. Doesn't look like it's right now, and it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon, right? We're going to continue to have to weather this poor export market for a little bit longer.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The number of Wisconsin dairy farms continues to fall as the industry embraces larger herd sizes. Wisconsin lost 455 dairy farms in 2023, according to statistics from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Wisconsin lost 50 farms in April, 48 in October, and 47 in July. Meanwhile, Minnesota lost 58 dairy farms in November and 34 in August. Minnesota lost a total of 146 dairy farms between January 1st and the end of November, putting both states on track to lose 7.4% of their dairy farms in 2023. USDA says the nation has about 2% more dairy cows than a decade ago, but there are fewer dairy cattle than a year ago and fewer farmers managing those cattle. Wisconsin will participate in a federal summer food program for children. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the summer electronic benefit program will help families who are eligible for free or reduced lunches during the school year. They will receive food cards with $40 per month per eligible child to be used on groceries. Wisconsin is one of 35 U.S. states to take advantage of the program. CHS, the nation's leading agribusiness cooperative, released the results for its first quarter this week, which ended November 30th. The company reported a quarterly net income of $522.9 million compared to $782.6 million in the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. Earnings were strong across all segments, although down from the record first quarter earnings in fiscal year 2023. Revenues were $11.4 billion compared to $12.8 billion in the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. In the agriculture segment, continued robust meal and oil demand drove strong earnings in oilseed processing business that were offset by weak U.S. export demand for grains and oilseeds. CHS President and CEO Jay Derberton said, "We continue to see the benefits of our diversified agriculture and energy portfolio, our strategic footprint and investments in our supply chain. CHS reported pre-tax earnings of $169.7 million for agriculture, a $117 million decrease compared to the prior year. A new poll from AgriPulse and Stradivarian Group finds farmers and ranchers support electing Donald Trump to another term as president. The effort showed 39% of surveyed farmers say they would most likely vote for Trump, while 19% indicated they would vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Just 8% of the surveyed farmers said they would vote for President Joe Biden. Of the 605 farmers that participated in the survey, 61% identified as Republicans. 10% of the survey participants identified as Democrats, and another 18% of farmers identified as independents. The Stradivarian Group conducted the study between December 14th through the 22nd and included farmers and ranchers from the Midwest, South, and California. The Federal Communications Commission is planning to start winding down the Affordable Connectivity Program as funding for the effort dries up. The FCC emphasized the need for additional funding for the program, and the White House made an additional funding request to Congress for $6 billion to keep the program going. With less than 4 months before the projected program end date and without any immediate additional funding this week, the commission expects to begin to take steps to start winding down the program to give households, providers, and other stakeholders sufficient time to prepare. FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel said in a letter to lawmakers, if Congress does not provide additional funding for the ACP in the near future, millions of households will lose the benefit that they use to afford internet service. While Congress initially appropriated $14.2 billion for ACP, more funding is needed to keep the program in place. The FCC expects funding to last through April of 2024, running out completely in May. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
A quiet day today, but then a winter storm moves in to end the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, that significant winter storm should begin to impact our region Friday into Saturday. We could see anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of snow. Winds will then begin to pick up, gusting up to the 35 to 40 mile an hour range. And temperatures will also begin to plummet as the storm moves through. Wind chills could be as low as 30 to 40 below zero on Sunday and Monday morning. Temperatures will then begin to slowly moderate next week. Winter storm watch will go into effect starting Friday morning. For today, mostly cloudy, highs mid-20s, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of snow late, lows near 16. For Friday, a 90% chance of snow and blowing snow, 4 inches possible. Highs will be in the mid-20s, north winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. For Friday night, 80% chance of snow with blowing and drifting snow, an additional 2 to 3 inches expected. Lows near 11, north winds at 15 to 25. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow, highs near 16, with northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high of 2 below. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 11 below. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs near zero.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm getting out of this high. Going back to folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be, and these high class uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better glass of blue just suits me fine. Said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all, and the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel, and it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of loser. This uptown living really got me down.
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say, son, graduate in college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got sold. Sure do miss that old hot rod, sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Things blow up in my face. Seem long shot when the rain. station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
Spending my time.